بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today this is our 10th session reading from Arabic lessons in Hadith, مستوى الثالث, يعني the third level Islamic University of Medina Arabic program. يعني this is our 10th session and today we'll take our 10th Hadith, which is under the subject of في تحية المسجد, يعني concerning the greeting of the masjid. يعني تحية المسجد, literally the greeting of the masjid. يعني what is intended, المقصود من تحية المسجد, it is, what is the intended meaning of تحية المسجد? What do they mean by this? يعني performance of two raka'ah. يعني to perform two raka'ah upon entering the masjid. This is what is referred to here under the title في تحية المسجد. يعني concerning, يعني the greeting of the masjid by performing two raka'ah when you enter. Okay, today's hadith is عن أبي قتادة. عن أبي قتادة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Notice, قال رسول, it has a fatha on the lamb, should be dhamma. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يعني on the authority of Abu Qatada, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إذا دخل أحدكم المسجد فلا يجلس حتى يصلي ركعتين. And also, the next to the last word, يصلي, has shadda on the ya and tanween. And it should be instead what? Dhamma. Should be dhamma. صلى يصلي حتى. Please pay attention and correct your book where the spelling mistakes. Because if you try to read it like this, or you try to memorize it like this, you're going to have problems. Okay? It should be حتى يصلي ركعتين. متفق عليه. Does anybody have an extra pencil or a pen?
Yes.
You have extra? No.
I do.
Wait. Naam, akhi. Yusalliya. Yes. With fatha on the last letter. Yusalliya.
There's a shadda also on the ya.
Yeah, I just mentioned that just now. Okay? Alright. Let's go back again. Look at it one more time. An Abi Qatadata رضي الله عنه, يعني on the authority of Abu Qatada, may Allah be pleased with him, قال, he said, قال رسول الله, with dhamma on the lamb, the last letter of Rasul, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, يعني that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إذا دخل أحدكم المسجد فلا يجلس حتى يصلي ركعتين. متفق عليه. يعني the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إذا دخل أحدكم المسجد, يعني if or when one of you enters the masjid, فلا يجلس, then he must not sit, حتى, until يصلي, he performs prayer of raka'ataini, two raka'ah. Muttafaqun alayh, agreed upon by who? Al-Bukhari and Muslim, rahimahumullah. Okay, let's look at it a little bit in terms of the meaning of each word and the grammatical points, yani that we'll discuss in detail as we go through the lesson. If anybody has a question, now is the time to ask about it. Okay, the first part, عن أبي قتادة, يعني أبي قتادة, one of the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, either, if or when, يعني either, this is a word that indicates شرط, condition, if or when, دخل, he enters, who, أحدكم, one of you, any one of you, anyone, whoever he may be, any one of you, whoever he may be, either دخل, if he enters, المسجد, the masjid, فلا يجلس, then he must not. يعني this is لا ناهية, he must not sit. حتى until يصلي, he performs a prayer of ركعتين. يعني ركعتين is the dual of ركعة, two يعني units of prayer, متفق عليه, agreed upon by البخاري and مسلم. يعني there are some grammatical points in here that we're going to look at in detail, but if there's any question before we do that about the meaning of any of the words, any word that's not clear, if or when any one of you, whoever he may be, anyone, أحدكم, if or when any one of you enters the masjid. And here al-masjid is has fatta. Why is it has fatta? Al-masjid. Mafulun bi. Mafulun bi. What's the fa'il here? The fa'il. The subject of the sentence, of the verb. Ahadu. Ahadu. Naam. Ahadu kum. Yani ahad. Any one of you enters the masjid. Fala yajlis. Then he must not sit. Hatta, until he performs two rak'ah of prayer. Tayyib, any question? Okay, let me also mention, you see underneath the hadith it says, وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ. That's not in our book, right? It's not in the book. So look at the board, فِي رِوَايَةٍ. In a narration of this hadith, also from Abu Qatada, it is mentioned that the Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا دَخَلَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَسْجِدِ, instead of فَلَا يَجْلِسْ حَتَّى يُصَلِّيَ رَكَتَيْنِ, it came فَلْيَرْكَعْ رَكَعَتَيْنِ. فَلْيَرْكَعْ رَكَعَتَيْنِ قَبْلَ أَن يَجْلِسَ. قَبْلَ أَن يَجْلِسَ. يعني this wording of the, from here, فَلَا يَجْلِسْ, فَلَا يَجْلِسْ حَتَّى يُصَلِّي رَكَعَتَيْنِ, came in another narration, instead of فَلَا يَجْلِسْ, it came فَلْيَرْكَعْ رَكَعَتَيْنِ. Don't sit until he performs two rak'ah. This one, then he must perform two rak'ah before he sits. قَبْلَ أَن يَجْلِسْ. Okay, the difference between these two narrations is a fine point. Huh? In one, we have فَلَا يَجْلِسْ, a prohibition. Don't sit until you perform two rak'ah. And the other, we have a command, فَلْيَرْكَعْ. Then you must pray two rak'ah before you sit. One, don't sit until you pray. The other, pray before you sit. So actually, the wording here, each of them is supporting the other. It's just two ways of saying the same thing. In one case, we have the prohibition of sitting until you sit. And in the other case, we have a command. You must pray before you sit. Okay? So I hope it's clear, inshallah. Both these hadith are muttafaqun alayh, reported by al-Bukhari and Muslim. Naam.
Sometimes it says, wafi riwayatin.
Fi riwayatin. Riwayatin. No, you say sometimes we might see rawahu. Rawahu, yani Ahmed, for example. Rawahu, yani Ahmed reported it. Yani riwaya means in a report.
You wrote rawayat.
I wrote what?
Rawayat.
Oh, I'm sorry. Riwaya. Okay. Jazakallah khair. Tayyib. Wa alaykum salam. As far as this hadith, yani, a couple of points before we read from the text of the book. This hadith is reported by al-Bukhari and Muslim. And as I said, it came in Bukhari with both of these wordings. Yani, it came in Bukhari in one place, فَلَا يَجْلِسْ حَتَّى يُصَلِّيَ رَكَعْتَيْنِ, and in another narration, it came, يعني فليركع. فليركع, يعني the lamb here, فليركع, this lamb is lamb al-amr. That means it's a command. فليركع. Because of lamb al-amr, it made this مجزوم. فليركع ركعتين. Here, this is لا ناهية. Prohibition, nahi, not nafiya, nahiya. So this is a prohibition, and this is a command. Tayyib. Both of them came in Bukhari and Muslim. Also, a note concerning this hadith in the explanation, one of the explanations of Riyadh al-Salihin, Tatriz, Riyadh al-Salihin, under the bab, al-hathu ala salat, ala salati, tahiyat al-masjid, yani the encouragement for one to perform the prayer of greeting of the masjid. The title goes on to say, wa kirahati al-julus, and that it is makruh, detestable, to sit, qabla an yusalliya raka'ataini, before you perform two raka'ah, fi ayyi waqtin dakhala. This is the point. Yani, the encouragement to perform the prayer of greeting of the masjid, and that it is detestable, al-julus, that a person sits, قبل أن يصلي ركعتين before performing two rak'ah في أي وقت دخل, no matter what time you entered, no matter what time you entered, it is detestable for you to sit before praying two rak'ah. The title goes on to say in Riyadh al-Salihin, وسواء صلى ركعتين بنية التحية أو صلاة فريضة أو سنة راتبة أو يعني غيرها. It's the same whether the person is praying the two rak'ah with the intention of tahiyyat al-masjid, or if they perform an obligatory prayer, serves the purpose. يعني a person came and the people are praying dhuha, you don't have to pray two rak'ah. The obligatory prayer you're praying serves the purpose of tahiyyat al-masjid. Sawa'an, if the person prays the two rak'ah with the intention of tahiyyah, or with the intention of an obligatory prayer, or a sunnah ratiba, yani the sunnah prayers that you pray before dhuhr, or before yani any other prayer, before fajr or otherwise, yani, or other than that. Yani meaning that as long as a person prays when they enter the masjid, whether it's tahiyyat al-masjid, whether it's the sunnahs before dhuhr, whether it is yani other than that, nafil, whatever prayer you're praying, those when you pray two rak'ah when you enter the masjid, it serves the purpose of tahiyyat al-masjid. And it is also mentioned here in this hadith. This hadith is a dalil ala istihbab, that it is mustahab, yani commendable, recommended, rewardable, praiseworthy to perform the prayer of greeting of the masjid, tahiyyat al-masjid. واتفق العلماء الفتوى على أن الأمر في ذلك للندب. And this is a point about which yani that's disputed, but in any case it is said that the imams of fatwa have agreed upon that this matter of tahiyyat al-masjid is yani an-nadb, yani mandub, mustahab, something that is recommended, commendable, praiseworthy, and so on. There are some other comments, but for the sake of time I want to go quickly to the story of the yani the suburb of this hadith yani. But before that, there's another hadith is related to our topic, hadith of Jabir radiallahu anhu, also reported by al-Bukhari and Muslim. He said, Ataytu an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa huwa fil masjid. Huh? What does he say? Ataytu an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa huwa fil masjid. I came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while al-hal wa huwa fil masjid, while he was in the masjid. I came to him, what condition? He was in the masjid. فَقَالَ صَلِّ رَكَعَتَيْنِ, he said to me, pray two rak'ah. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ, reported by al-Bukhari and Muslim. And this hadith, yani this particular hadith, he said, وَفِي هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَمْرُ مَنْ دَخَلَ الْمَسْجِدِ بِسَلَاةِ رَكَعَتَيْنِ وَإِنْ جَلَسَ. Yani in this hadith is an indication of the command for the person who enters the masjid to perform two rak'ah, even if they had sat. Yani get up and pray. Get up and pray. Naam. As far as the story behind this hadith, it's mentioned in several places in Fathul Bari by Al-Hafidh ibn Hajj al-Asqalani. He says, when he mentions this hadith, he says, fa'ida. Fa'ida. Yani a benefit. Hadith Abi Qatada. He mentions the hadith of Abi Qatada. Hada. This hadith of Abi Qatada. Warada ala sababin. Yani this hadith came, it was mentioned with a reason. Yani what was the occasion when this statement of the Prophet yani was mentioned? He said, warada ala sababin. Wa huwa anna Abi Qatada dakhala al-masjid. Huh? What was the reason? Abu Qatada entered the masjid. فَوَجَدَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ جَالِسًا بَيْنَ أَصْحَابِهِ فَجَلَسَ مَعَهُمْ. Huh? Abu Qatada entered the masjid. He found the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم sitting amongst his companions. So what did he do? He sat with them. He found them sitting, so he sat also. Now, what else, right? فَقَالَ لَهُ يعني the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم then said to him, مَا مَنَعَكَ أَن تَرْكَعَ مَا مَن What prevented you from performing two rak'ah? What prevented you from praying? قَالَ Abu Qatada said, رضي الله عنه, رَأَيْتُكَ جَالِسًا وَالنَّاسُ جُلُوسًا يعني, I saw you sitting and I saw the people sitting. I sat too. Huh? Now, so he sat too. قَالَ فَإِذَا So the Prophet ﷺ said to him, فَإِذَا دَخَلَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَسْجِدِ On that occasion he said, if any one of you enters the masjid, فَلَا يَجْلِسْ Then do not sit, حَتَّى يَرْكَ رَكَعَتَيْنِ Until he performs two rak'ah, أَخْرَجَهُ مُسْلِمْ يعني, Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar al-Asqalani mentions the reason why this, how this hadith came, what was the occasion. And then he also mentions, Al-Hafidh mentions the explanation of Bukhari, he says, and also it is reported with Ibn Abi Shaybah, yani Ibn Abi Shaybah is one of the scholars, yani one of the earlier scholars before Bukhari and Muslim, he was the Shaykh of Imam Muslim. In his book, The Musannaf, Ibn Abi Shaybah mentions with another chain of narrators from Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet ﷺ said to him, أَعْتُ الْمَسَاجِدَ حَقَّهَا أَعْتُ الْمَسَاجِدَ حَقَّهَا Give to the masjids their right. كِيلَ لَهُ It was said to him, وَمَا حَقُّهَا And what are the rights of the masjids? And he said, رَكَعَتَيْنِ قَبْلَ أَن تَجْلِسَ To perform turak, that you perform turaka before you sit. There's another story related to this hadith, but for the sake of time, we may have to come back to it. Allahu musta'an. Yani, this is what we can mention here at this point. Now we have time. I'm going to mention one more story related to this hadith of great importance, and it is a discussion that some of us may find ourselves in need of. In the explanation of Riyadh al-Salihin by Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, he's discussing, yani, the sitting before praying, and he's discussing drinking while standing or sitting, and he says, فَالْحَاصُلْ يعني in the end of the discussion he says, so the summary of the matter is, أَنَّ الْأَكْمَلُ وَالْأَفْضَلُ أَنْ يَشْرَبَ الْإِنسَانُ وَهُوَ قَائِدٌ يعني that what is more complete and perfect, and what is better, is that a person should drink while they are sitting. This is a benefit. This is a benefit. If you want to drink, that's a different discussion. Yani, that's even worse than drinking and eating standing. But what is better, yani Shaykh Uthaymeen said, is that a person drink sitting. Then he said, وَيَجُوز أَشُرْبْ قَائِمًا But it is permissible. If a person drank standing, it's permissible. وَقَدْ شَرِبَ عَلِي بِنْ أَبِي طَالِبْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَائِمًا يعني Ali ibn Abi Talib, he indeed did drink standing. And he said to the people on that occasion, إِنَّ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ فَعَلَ كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي فَعَلْتُ يعني, the people questioning how you are drinking standing, he said, indeed the Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ did what you see me doing. What you all see me doing? Yani, the Prophet did it, did the same. So this is an indication that drinking standing, la bas bihi, yani, it is not sinful. Lakin al-afdal, but what is better? And yashrab qaidan, that you drink sitting. The Shaykh says here, and we're coming to the point that I want to make concerning this particular issue, he said, it remains that it might be said, if a person entered the masjid, and the cooler, the water cooler, that keeps the water cool when you're hot and thirsty, he said, if it's inside the masjid, and the person entered the masjid, فَهَلْ يَجْلِسْ وَيَشْرَبْ أَوْ يَشْرَبْ قَائِمًا Should the person, yani, drink, sit in order to drink, or should the person drink standing? Huh? What should he do? The Shaykh says, yani, the reason for this question is, لِأَنَّ إِن جَلَسَ خَالَفَ قَوْلَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ Because if he sat to drink, he will oppose, he will contradict the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, if any one of you enters the masjid, then don't sit until he prays two rak'ah. وَإِنْ شَرِبَ قَائِمًا تَرَكَ الْأَفْضَلِ. But if he drinks standing, then he has left that which is better. يعني what's better? Drink sitting. So he's in between. The Shaykh says, فَنَقُولُ الْأَفْضَلِ أَنْ يَشْرَبْ قَائِمًا. In this case, it is better that he drink standing. As opposed to what? That he sit without praying two rak'ah. يعني the least of the two is the drinking standing. The sitting without praying two rak'ah is worse. This is the Shaykh's opinion concerning this. I'm just reading it for this particular opinion. He said, it's better that the person drink standing if they in that situation. لِأَنَّ الْجُلُوسِ قَبْلَ صَلَاةُ الرَّكَعَتَيْنِ. Because sitting before praying two rak'ah is haram. The sitting, for a person to sit before praying two rak'ah, Shaykh Uthaymeen said is haram. عِنْدَ بَعْدُ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Yani according to some of the scholars, بِخِلَافْ الشُّرْبْ قَائِمًا فَهُوَ أَهْوَنْ. As opposed to drinking standing, yani it's less, yani evil, less evil. وَعَلَى هَذَا فَيَشْرَبْ قَائِمًا. So in this case, that person in that situation should drink standing and then go, yani after drinking and pray, تحيات المسجد. نعم. لمن يريد أن يخرج من الخلاف. يعني go in the masjid and pray two rak'ah, and then after you pray two rak'ah, go and get your water, sit down and drink it sitting. نعم. Okay, let's get back to our lesson. يعني to the textbook on page 24.
I'm sorry, I know you don't have time.
Yeah, we don't. We don't.
You brought the subject, so
In the end, inshallah, in the end, hold it into the end. So we finish, yani the exercises, and then yani. We can look at this subject a little bit more. There are some more points, but yani, we just want to have something to go with. Okay, we want to have something to go with this hadith, yani, something to think about what the scholars are saying about it. Okay, so back to our hadith on page 24, hadith number 10, fi tahiyat al masjid, concerning greeting of the masjid. An Abi Qatada, yani Qatada ta fatha here, why? Mamnu' min al-sarf, yani. Qatada, its i'rab is what? Is it marfoon, mansoob? It's majroor, mudawfun ilayhi majroor. The sign that it's majroor is fatta because it's mamnu min al-sarf. An Abi Qatada radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha dakhala ahadukum al-masjida, if or when any one of you enters the masjid, fala yajlis, then he must not sit, hatta yusalliya raka'atayni, until he performs two raka'ah, muttafaqun alayhi, agreed upon by al-Bukhari and Muslim. And in the other narration that we added here, yani if any one of you enters the masjid, fal yaraka'ah, then he must pray. Wa alaykum salam. Raka'atayni, two raka'ah, qabla an yajlisa, before he sits. He must pray two raka'ah before he sits. This narration also in Bukhari and Muslim. Okay, as far as the grammatical points, yani underneath the hadith it says, إضاحات نحوية, يعني grammatical clarifications. There are three grammatical points here in this hadith. The first of them is the expression فلا يجلس. فلا يجلس, then do not sit. هذه لا ناهية, يعني the لا in فلا, this لا is called لا الناهية, يعني the لا of prohibition and نهي. So for example, you say, and they give us several examples, right? لا يخرج أحد من الفصل قبل انتهاء الدرس. يعني no one may leave, go out of the classroom before the ending of the lesson. Before the ending of the lesson. لا يخرج أحد. Here again, يعني this is لا الناهية, used with the third person, it's making the mudari verb majzoom. La nahiya makes the mudari verb majzoom. The fa'il of this verb is ahadun. The second example, la yaktub ahadun ismahu fi daftaril ijabati. La yaktub ahadun. No one of you should write his name في دفتر الإجابة, in the answer book. يعني دفتر means notebook, إجابة, the answers, the answer book. نعم. The third example, لا يدخل أحد قاعة الامتحان حتى يرن الجرس. يعني no one should enter the exam room or the hall of the examination, the exam hall, حتى يرن الجرس, until the bell rings. Nobody may enter until the bell rings. And notice here, حتى يرن, يعني رن يرن became يرن منصوب because of حتى, يعني فيه, يعني أن المضمرة, يعني the أن that is concealed, understood to come with حتى يرن منصوب because of أن المضمرة. The fourth example, لا يغتب بعضكم بعضا, meaning بعضكم بعضا. لا يغتب, what is يغتب, يعني from اغتب غيبة, غيبة, يعني no one should backbite, or some of you, no one of you should backbite others of you. لا يغتب بعضكم, some of you or any one of you, بعضا, others of you, يعني غيبة. The last example, لا يسخر قوم من قوم. No people should make mockery or ridicule of another people. لا يسخر, again the فعل المضاري is مجزوم because of لا الناهية. So these are all examples of لا الناهية. And in this hadith also, well, we'll come to that, يعني the next point. The next point, يعني the next point is related to the statement in the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, إذا دخل أحدكم المسجد فلا يجلس, فلا يجلس. Point number two on the bottom of page 24, الفعل المضارع بعد حتى منصوب بإدمار أن. I'm sorry, this is that's the following point. The fa comes in point number three. Point number two is the word حتى, الفعل المضارع بعد حتى منصوب بإدمار أن. يعني the مضارع verb, the present tense verb that comes after حتى, that comes after حتى, is منصوب. What makes it منصوب? يعني the concealed أن, يعني أن المضمرة, أن المضمرة, يعني إدمار means concealment, يعني it's منصوب due to the concealment of the particle أن, which makes the مضارع verb منصوب. Examples of this, قف هنا حتى أرجع, meaning stop here until I return. قف هنا, stop here, حتى أرجع, يعني the origin of this verb, يعني رجع يرجع أنا أرجع, but it became أرجع منصوب because of what? Because of what is concealed in حتى, يعني the particle N which makes the مضارع verb منصوب. So here the meaning of حتى, and حتى has two meanings. The first meaning of حتى is إلى, stop here, إلى, up until, يعني I return. How long? Up until I return. Page 25, second example, and the second meaning of حتى, انتظر, انتظرني حتى أشتري الخبز. انتظرني, wait for me, حتى أشتري, does it mean until I buy bread or so that I may buy bread? This is the second meaning of حتى. The second meaning of حتى is لكي, لكي, يعني wait for me, لكي أشتري, so that I may buy الخبز, bread. Okay, this is second meaning of hatta. Yani the second meaning of hatta is what? So that. The first meaning, until. Yani ila, until such and such, up until this point. Here the meaning is so that I may purchase the bread. The third example, إذا دخلت المسجد فلا تجلس. إذا دخلت أنت, if you enter the masjid, فلا تجلس حتى يصلي ركعتين. Then you must not sit until you perform two rak'ah of prayer. Here the meaning of hatta is which one? Is it the first meaning or the second meaning?
Until.
Ila or likay?
Ila.
Ila. Until. If you enter the masjid, do not sit until. Not so that, until. Don't sit until you perform two rak'ah of prayer. Okay, so hatta, it contains within it the particle n, which makes the mudari verb mansub. So when a mudari verb comes after hatta, it becomes mansub, not because of hatta, but because of the n al-mudmara that is concealed within it. And hatta has two meanings. The first meaning is until, and the second meaning is so that. Okay, the third grammatical point, the last of them, is the fa. Here, this grammatical rule, إِذَا كَانَ جَوَابُ الشَّرْطِ فِعْلًا طَلَبِيًّا وَجَبَ اِقْتِرَانُهُ بِالْفَائِ. إِذَا كَانَ جَوَابُ الشَّرْطِ. Okay, what is the جَوَابُ الشَّرْطِ? Yani, this is when you have a conditional sentence, you have a condition, and then you have the response to that condition. Okay, the condition here is, if or when any one of you enters the masjid. The response, the jawab, is what you should or should not do. Is what you should, yani, perform two rak'ah, or should not do, don't sit until you perform two rak'ah. Okay, so the shart is the condition, and the jawab is shart is the response to it. What you should or should not do, or what will happen as a result if that condition is fulfilled. إِذَا كَانَ جَوَابُ الشَّرْطِ. The jawab, the second part, if it is a fi'l, طلبي. Fi'l طلبي means, as it came in the end of this sentence, it means يعني a command, a verb that is entails a command or a prohibition. If the جواب الشرط is a فعلا طلبيا, a verb that contains a request or a demand, وجب اقترانه, it is obligatory that it be accompanied with fa. Okay, the jawab of a shart in a conditional sentence, if the second part of it is a fi'l talabi, a command or a prohibition, then it is obligatory that the jawab of shart be accompanied with fa. And then it says al-fi'lu al-talabiyu huwa al-amru aw al-nahyu. Yani the fi'l al-talabi, the demand or the request type of verb, is the one where there is either a command or a prohibition. And then we have examples. Okay. Then we have examples. But here they said, إِذَا كَانَ جَوَابُ الشَّرْطِ فِعْلًا طَلَبِيًّا. If it is a verb, then it can only be a command or a prohibition. Okay. But there are other types of talab, right?
No.
Istifham. It could be a question also. But here they're just talking about if it is a verb. If it is a verb, a command or a prohibition. Okay, and then we have examples. إِذَا جَاءَ مَاجِدٌ فَأَرْسِلْهُ إِلَيَّ. Meaning? If Majid comes, send him to me. Okay, the condition is إِذَا جَاءَ. Huh? The condition is إِذَا جَاءَ. If or when Majid comes. That's the condition. If that happens, then what? فَأَرْسِلْهُ إِلَيَّ. Then send him to me. That's the jawab al-shart. That's the response. If he comes, if that happens, then do this or don't do that or whatever. Okay? That's the jawab al-shart. So the jawab al-shart here is the command. Arsilhu. It's a command. So that's a fi'l talabi. Therefore, it's obligatory that it be accompanied by fa. Okay? إِذَا جَاءَ مَاجِدٌ. Fa, the fa here is because what? Because the jawab al-shart arsil is a fi'l talabi. It's a command, amr. second, qala al-mudiru lil-muraqibi idha jaa yusufu fala tudkhilhu al-fasla. Yani, qala al-mudiru lil-muraqibi. Meaning? The director or the principal said to the supervisor, إِذَا جَاءَ يُوسُف. That's the condition. If or when Yusuf comes, the jawab al-shart is فَلَا تُدْخِلْهُ الْفَصْلَ. That's the response. Do not admit him into the classroom. يعني تدخل is from the verb أدخل. يعني the fourth form of مزيد. يعني أفعل يفعل. أدخل يدخل. فَلَا تُدْخِلْهُ الْفَصْلَ. Then do not admit him into the classroom. Here, the جواب الشرط is also a طلب. It's a prohibition. لا تدخله. Do not admit him. That's a prohibition. So that's a فعل طلبي. Therefore, it has to be accompanied by فا. Next example. إذا جاء الطالب متأخرا فلا يدخل حتى يأذن له المدرس. يعني إذا جاء الطالب متأخرا. If or when the student comes late, متأخرا, فلا يدخل. Don't let him. فلا يدخل. هو. He should not. He must not enter. حتى يأذن. Until he seeks. يعني until he gives. يأذن له. He gives permission to him. المدرس. Until the teacher gives permission to him. So here the condition is إذا جاء الطالب متأخرا. If the student comes late, the جواب الشرط, the response, do not, he must not enter until the teacher gives him permission. He came late, he stands at the door and he waits for permission. He can't just walk in. So pay attention. Pay attention. فلا يدخل حتى يأذن له. Notice that يأذن is from أذن. يأذنو became يأذن منصوب because of حتى يعني أن المضمرة. نعم شعيب, question. تدخل and يدخل يعني they're from the same root. يدخل. يدخل is the مجرد form. يعني he from دخل يدخل, he enters. تدخل is from the مزيد form, أدخل, يعني to cause somebody else to enter. يعني دخل, he entered. أدخل means he caused somebody else to enter. So in the first one, تدخل is meaning, يعني causing somebody else to enter. But here, دخل is he himself is entering. He must not enter until the teacher gives him permission. The last example, fourth example, إذا دخلت الغرفة فلا تجلس حتى تفتح النوافذ. إذا دخلت الغرفة. If or when you enter the room, فلا تجلس. Then you must not sit. حتى تفتح, until you open النوافذ, the windows. Again, the condition is here. يعني this, the response, it only comes into play if the condition is fulfilled, right? So when do you have to do this or not do something? If you fulfill the condition. إذا دخلت الغرفة. If you didn't enter the room, then there's no response. But when you enter the room, if or when you enter the room, now there's a response. Either if you enter the room, فلا تجلس. Came a prohibition. Do not sit until you open the windows. Until you open the windows. That's the جواب الشرط. جواب الشرط here, the شرط is a prohibition, نهي, therefore it has to be accompanied by فا. Okay, before we go to the questions, one more point here, and that is, ما يستفاد من الحديث من أحكام. Meaning? نعم. What may be benefited from the hadith in terms of أحكام, rulings. من أحكام. يعني there are many أحكام that come from this hadith, but here is some of them. يعني من الأحكام. ما يستفادوا. يعني يستفادوا. استفاد يستفيدوا. فائدة. What is a فائدة? Benefit. So what benefits from we may get from this hadith in terms of legal rulings? The first benefit, يندبوا. يعني يندبوا means يستحبوا. يعني from, يعني مستحب مندوب. Mandub here means the same as mustahab. Yundabu, yani it is commendable. It is, yani encouraged. It is praiseworthy. It is rewardable. What is it that is يعني مندوب يندب صلاة ركعتين تحية للمسجد لكل من دخل المسجد. يعني what is it that is mandub here, yundab? What is it? It is the prayer of two raka tahiyatan lil masjid. يعني performed for the purpose of greeting the masjid. For who? لكل من دخل المسجد. For everyone who enters the masjid. يعني here the ruling, the first ruling is yundab, means that it's mandub or mustahab. But we might have a chance to discuss some further point concerning this hadith if we have some time. And we will come to find that there are some scholars, particularly the Zahiriya scholars, they say that it's not mandub, it's not mustahab, it's what?
Wajib.
They say it's wajib. Naam. Yani, it's wajib. Tayyib, second point from this hadith, or before the second point, I want to add another point, and that is some of the scholars, yani, mentioned, and we might have a chance to read it also, that it is mashru' في كل وقت ولو كان وقت النهي لأموم الحديث. يعني that this two raka is مشروع, يعني it is sharia, it is legislated in the sharia, في كل وقت, in every time, ولو كان وقت النهي, even in the time of prohibition. يعني based on the general meaning of this hadith, the majority view is that it's not legislated to make these two rak'ah in prohibited time. That's the majority view. The minority view, which is the view of Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, the minority view is that, yani, in every time it's legislated. And this is also the opinion of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, who discussed many points related to this. We don't have time to discuss them in detail, but he gave a lot of evidences showing that it's allowed in every time, but for a reason, and that is because this particular prayer is a prayer what is called ذوات الأسباب, yani those things that have a reason or cause. Yani as far as just absolute voluntary prayer should not be performed in the prohibited times, but if it's a prayer that has a reason, like you entering the masjid, or you have to make istikhara, or you're making two rak'ah after making tawaf, doesn't matter what time it is, you make it. Okay, so this is a difference of opinion amongst the scholars. Majority opinion is that in prohibited time, don't pray this kind of prayer. Minority opinion, wallahu alam, stronger opinion is the minority opinion, that if the prayer has a reason, naam, then perform it even in the prohibited time. Okay, second point from this hadith, yukrahu. Yukrah means what? It is makruh. Yani, the opposite of mustahab. Yani, it's disliked, it's distasteful, it's detestable. Yani, it's hated, makruh, kariha. You hate it, you detest it. What is detested? What is makruh? Al-julusu qabla ada'i salat al-tahiyyati lidakhil al-masjidi. Yani sitting before the offering of the salat al-tahiyyah, the tahiyyat al-masjid. Sitting before offering tahiyyat al-masjid is detestable. Lidakhili al-masjidi. Meaning? لداخل المسجد. The one who is entering the masjid. It is makruh for the person to sit before performing this prayer. And as we read earlier, it is haram, according to some scholars, as we narrated from Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, he said that it is, don't sit before drinking, rather drink standing. And then, yani, go and pray and sit. Because what? Because sitting before praying, he said, is haram, according to some scholars. So here we are saying that it's makruh, that's the majority opinion, and some scholars said that it's haram. The third point, naam.
Let's say you want to,
Okay, if a person entered the masjid for some other purpose other than praying, they had to get something or whatever, yani, and there are lots of cases like this, somebody just entered the masjid for some other reason, are they also required to pray? According to the majority opinion, it's mustahab. And mustahab, mandub, it means that if a person does it, they get rewarded. If they don't do it, there's no punishment. That's the meaning of mustahab. That's the meaning of mandub. Okay, that's the technical meaning from the ahkam that we mentioned previously, five ahkam. Something is obligatory or it's haram or it's mustahab or it's yani makruh or it's mubah. So the technical meaning is that, according to majority opinion, is that if you do it, you get rewarded. If you don't do it, you don't get punished. According to majority opinion, you don't have to pray the two rak'ah. But you do what? What happens if you don't pray it? You don't get no punishment, but you also don't get the reward. So maybe you don't need the reward, no problem, don't pray then.
Can I get a quick question? Just quick. In reference to like you were saying, the time you Maghrib, Salat, right?
No.
Because according to what you were saying, some scholars say you can go ahead and do it. It's on time, but then others say most of them say you can't do it.
Okay, I get the question you're saying. Can you pray when you enter the masjid if it's close to Maghrib prayer? Okay, to summarize, we talked about this issue before in detail, right. So I'm not going to go into detail again, right? We don't have time.
Right.
We don't have time. Zakallahu khair. Okay, but what we're going to say is that the time that's close to Maghrib is a makruh time. It's detestable to pray in that time. The actual time the sun is setting is haram. If it's close to the time of the sunset, then you shouldn't pray in that time. And it's makruh. But either a person, it depends on the situation. If it's close to Maghrib, very, very close, then wait. Or if you want to pray in that time, it's not haram.
Right.
It's makruh. Right. So makruh means what? We just said what mandub and mustahab means. Makruh means something that if you do it, it's disliked.
Right.
Huh? If you do it, you will not get punished. But if you don't do it, you get rewarded for avoiding the makruh.
Okay.
It's the opposite of mandub, mustahab. So if a person did it, they will not get punished.
No.
But if they avoided it, then they will be rewarded for avoiding it. Okay, so the first ruling that we mentioned here is that it's mustahab, yani it's yundab or mandub or mustahab to perform two rak'ah upon entering the masjid for everybody who enters. The second ruling we said that it is yukra, yani it's makruh, to sit before performing the two rak'ah of greeting of the masjid for everyone who enters it. And the third ruling, before we go to the third ruling, we take the question from the sisters. If after making two rak'ah and sitting, a person leaves the masjid to get or to do something, must he or she again make two rak'ah when he returns or she returns and enters the masjid? That's the question the brother just asked. He just said specifically, if you want to come back in the masjid, opposite, you want to come back in the masjid to get some keys or something. Okay, so the point is, it's the same ruling. And a person came in the masjid to get something, or they came back in the masjid after they just went out. They went out to go and get something, and they came back. That one came to the masjid to get something to go out. The point is, when you enter the masjid, it's legislated to make two rak'ah. Yani whether you just came back, or you just came in to get something to leave, when you enter the masjid, it's legislated to make two rak'ah. According to majority opinion, it's mustahab, it's mandub, which means that if you do it, you get rewarded. If you do it, you get rewarded. If you don't do it, you don't get punished. So, if a person just came back in the masjid, if they pray two rak'ah, they get rewarded. If they don't do it, they don't get punished. That's the answer now.
Because the hadith mentioned about sitting.
No.
But the one who came and
sit, that's not the one. Fine. If a person just came in, got something, and went back out without sitting, then they're excused. No. That's what you wanted to say?
The first one you said, that's exactly what I want to say. But I think the sister, she's trying to say the person...
No, the sister's question is clear to me. It's very clear. They came back in the masjid, do they have to pray again?
So I have a question on that.
So if you came back into the masjid, every time you came back into the masjid, when you enter the masjid, you should pray two rak'ah. If you don't, there's no sin against you. You don't get punished. But if you do, you get rewarded. So I mean, it's up to you. If you're not in need, don't do it. And you don't pray Salatul Duha, don't get up and pray Tahajjud, don't fast on Mondays and Thursdays. If you're not in need, don't do it. It's not obligatory. And if you don't do it, you're not going to get punished for not doing it. but you're not going to get the reward. So if you're in need of the reward, do as much as you can. Anyway, we still have a little bit to cover, and the time is running out almost. One more point from this hadith, number 3. Yundabu al-wudu'u lidakhil al-masjidi. Yani, it is recommended, commendable, rewardable, praiseworthy, that a person have performed wudu if they intend to enter the masjid. Yani, that a person have wudu when they enter the masjid. Hatta la tafutahu tahiyatul masjid. So that they will not miss the opportunity of performing tahiyatul masjid. Yani, in other words, if a person has wudu when they came to the masjid, then when they enter the masjid, they can pray 2 rak'ah. If they don't have wudu, they can't pray, right? So here, the Shaykh is saying, yani, or I say, yani, the Shaykh, because this is what Shaykh Abdullah Abdurrahman Ali Bassam said in Taysir al-A'lam, the Sharh Umdat al-Ahkam. And these rulings that he mentioned here pretty much came from his book, Explanation of Umdat al-Ahkam. So, yani, he's saying that if, yani, a person has wudu when they enter the masjid, they can pray the 2 rak'ah. If they don't, then that opportunity to do so will pass them by, because they won't be able to pray when they entered the masjid. Okay, let's look at the questions quickly in the little bit of time that remains, because we're almost out of time.
The meaning, hatta la tafutahu.
Yani, fata yafutu means to pass you by. La tafutahu, tahiyat al-masjid, the opportunity to pray 2 rak'ah, so that it will not pass you by. Yani, hatta here, does it mean ila or likay? Yani, until or so that? Likay, hatta here means so that the opportunity of performing tahiyatul masjid will not pass you by. Okay, bottom of page 25, questions. As'ila, number 1, udhkur hadithan fi mashru'iyati tahiyatul masjid. Mention a hadith that, yani, deals with the legislation of performing greetings to the masjid. Now, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
إذا دخل أحدكم المسجد ولا يجلس حتى يصلي ركعتين متفق عليه.
نعم. The hadith that we have for today, أبي قتادة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل أحدكم المسجد فلا يجلس حتى يصلي ركعتين. And another hadith that we can mention also from أبو قتادة, إذا دخل أحدكم المسجد فليركع ركعتين قبل أن يجلس. قبل أن يجلس. Also, this is a hadith that indicates the legislation of performing تحيات المسجد. Question number 2. أذكر الأحكام المستفادة من حديث أبي قتادة رضي الله عنه. Mention the legal rulings that we benefit from the hadith of Abu Qatad رضي عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Now, that we benefit from the hadith of Abi Qatada radiallahu anhu, the legal rulings. We mentioned 3 legal rulings from the book. First of them, now.
Yundabu salatu raka'atayn tahiyatan al-masjid liman dakhal al-masjid.
Now, that it is commendable to perform 2 rak'ah for the one who is entering the masjid at the time of entering. Now, next ruling. Now. Yukrahu. Yani, this is mabniin lil majhul. Yukrahu. Naam.
Julus habla adai salati tahiyyat.
Naam. Lidakhil?
Lidakhil al masjid.
Naam. That it is detestable, disliked, that one sit before performing the 2 rak'ah of greeting for the one who is entering the masjid. And the third ruling, yundabu al wudu. لداخل المسجد حتى لا تفوته تحية المسجد. يعني that it is praiseworthy, commendable and rewardable that a person have wudu if they are entering the masjid, so that the opportunity of performing تحية المسجد will not pass them by. Okay, question number 3. كون جملة فيها فعل مضارع منسوب بعد حتى. يعني compose a sentence that contains a present tense verb, mudari verb, that's mansub after hatta. Now, Mustafa. La tas'alni shay'an?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hatta adisa.
Hatta?
Adisa.
أحدث أو أحدث حتى أحدثك أها طيب يعني don't ask me anything until I mention it to you. نعم other example. لا تجلس حتى لا تجلس أنت حتى تصلي ركعتين. نعم عبد الوهاب plagiarism لا يؤمن أحدكم ها حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه meaning يعني نعم no one of you has complete and perfect iman until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى that's the point here حتى يحب became mansub because of an المضمرة حتى يحب لأخي ما يحب لنفسي طيب the last question هاتي ثلاثة جمل شرطية جوابها فعل طلبي three sentences conditional sentences يعني they have to have a condition and then the jawab should be a fi'l talabi the jawab jawab al-sharat has to be a fi'l talabi okay we're going to start on this side today this one no problem we can take it from the authentic hadith no problem as long as they are authentic نعم من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم جاره يعني whoever believes in Allah on the last day then he must honor his neighbor طيب يعني what's the فعل طالبي here فليكرم يعني it's a command فليكرم then he must honor نعم other أفواجا فسبح يعني this is a fail أمر right فسبح بحمد ربي واستغفر نعم إنه كان تواب نعم مصطفى what's the beginning of it?
Oh, whoever believes in billahi and the last day, he must not.
فلا يشرك بالله شيئا. So the talab here is what? فلا يشرك يعني a prohibition the talib here is the prohibition فلا يشرك okay quickly يعني on the next page there's the last point related to this lesson and we're actually out of time last point on top of page 26 says ملاحظة يعني a note or observation okay a note or observation المندوب يعني what is meant by مندوب a المستحب المستحب with فتح on the ha المستحب and شد on the ba مندوب means مستحب that which is commendable يعني recommended desirable praiseworthy rewardable and ندبو يعني from the same root as مندوب it means الاستحباب يعني the state of being commendable rewardable praiseworthy استحباب and يندب يعني فعل مبني للمجهول يندب means يستحب يعني so these words have the same meaning المندوب is المستحب that which is يندب يستحب and ندب means الاستحباب all of this is related to what? that which is commendable, rewardable, praiseworthy, loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and يعني we're out of time here I just want to read the hadith for next week it's a long hadith and I will give everybody a chance to at least hear it And before we go on, this is hadith number 10. Number 11. Al-hadithu al-hadi ashara. Al-hadithu al-hadi ashara on page 26. This is one of the three long hadith in this course. There are only three long hadith. This is the longest of them, but it's also the easiest of them because it's just repetition. It's just repetition. The same words are used over and over throughout the hadith. And if you know how to perform salat, it should be easy for you to remember this hadith. Okay, the title of our hadith, Fi Arkan al-Salat, yani the pillars of the salat. An Abi Hurairata. And there are some mistakes here, so I'm gonna make a note as I'm reading of the mistakes. Please, yani, write them in or at least circle them or something. An Abi Hurairata radiyallahu anhu. On the authority of Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him. Anna Nabiyya, that the Prophet. Okay, there's two sods here. Should be one. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That he said, Qala, إِذَا قُمْتَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَأَسْبِغِ الْوُضُوءَ. يعني إِذَا قُمْتَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَأَسْبِغِ الْوُضُوءَ. يعني if you stand up, you intend to perform prayer, then perform your wudu thoroughly, well. أَسْبِغِ الْوُضُوءَ. Perform it completely and perfectly. ثُمَّ اسْتَقْبِلِ. يعني here it has hamza on, يعني after ثُمَّ there's a hamza on the alif. It shouldn't be a hamza. It should be hamza til wasl. It's not hamza til qat. So you pronounce it together. ثُمَّ اسْتَقْبِلِ الْقِبْلَةَ. ثُمَّ اسْتَقْبِلِ الْقِبْلَةَ. يعني after performing wudu well, then face the qibla, the direction of prayer, towards Mecca. فَكَبِّرْ. And then say Allahu Akbar. ثُمَّ اقْرَى. Again, the hamza on the alif in iqra, it should be hamzatul wasl, not hamzatul qat. Should be ثُمَّ اقْرَى. يعني join it together. ثُمَّ اقْرَى مَا تَيَسَّرَ مَعَكَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. Then recite whatever is easy with you from the Qur'an. Yani whatever you know of the Qur'an. ثُمَّ رَكَعَ. ثُمَّ رَكَعَ. Then perform bowing. حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ. Until you are calm, relaxed, at rest. رَاقِيًا. Yani in the position of bowing. ثُمَّ رَفَعَ. Again, the hamzatul qat here should be hamzatul wasl. ثُمَّ رَفَعَ. Then rise up. حَتَّى تَعْتَدِلَ قَائِمًا. Until you stand upright, straight. حَتَّى تَعْتَدِلَ. Until you're upright, standing straight up. قَائِمًا. And here in the end of the hadith, we're going to see that this wording, in Ibn Majah, he has حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ قَائِمًا. Instead of حَتَّى تَعْتَدِلَ. يعني it has like the rest of the hadith, حَتَّى يعني تَطْمَئِنَّ رَاكِيًا. حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ قَائِمًا. In Ibn Majah, instead of تَعْتَدِلَ, it has تَطْمَئِنَّ قَائِمًا. ثُمَّ اسْجُد. يعني without حَمْزَةُ الْقَطْ. ثُمَّ اسْجُد. Then prostrate. حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ سَاجِدًا. Until you are calm and at rest in the prostration position. ثُمَّ رَفَعَ. Again without حَمْزَةُ الْقَطْ. Then rise up. حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ جَالِسًا. Until you are calm and relaxed in the sitting position. And again, without Hamza Tilqat, ثُمَّ اسْجُد. Then prostrate. حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ سَاجِدًا. Until you are calm and relaxed and at rest in the prostration position. ثُمَّ فَعَل. And again, without Hamza Tilqat, ثُمَّ فَعَل. ذَلِكَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ كُلِّهَا. Then do that in the whole of your salat. أَخْرَجَهُ السَّبَعَةُ. It is reported by the seven, that is Ahmed, Al-Bukhari and Muslim, Abu Dawud and Nasai, Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah. وَاللَّفْظُ لِلْبُخَارِي. What does that mean, وَاللَّفْظُ لِلْبُخَارِي? The wording in this hadith, as we narrated here, exactly is from Bukhari. وَلِي Ibn Majah, in the narration of Ibn Majah, he has one alternative wording. That's what I alluded to earlier, حَتَّى, when you're standing up, حَتَّى تَعْتَدِلَ قَائِمًا. In Ibn Majah has حتى تطمئن قائما.
And
حتى تعتدل means to be upright, to stand up straight, upright. Naam. Okay, so if you notice, يعني this hadith has a lot of repetition, right? حتى تطمئن قائما, يعني جالسا, راقيا, ساجدا. يعني in each position of the salah is just saying the same thing. You know how to pray, right? You know, you stand, you go to ruku, you come up from ruku, you prostrate, you sit up, you prostrate, sit up. That's all the hadith is saying. So it should be easy to remember, because the language, the wording is all the same, except in that one place in Bukhari, he has when rising up from ruku, حَتَّى تَعْتَدِلَ قَائِدًا, But in Ibn Majah it has hatta tatma'inna qa'iman. Okay, again, this hadith, yani the meaning of it is from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if any one of you stands up, yani intends to perform salat, then let him perform wudu well, perfectly, thoroughly. Then he must face the qibla, the direction of prayer. Then he must say Allahu Akbar. Then he must recite whatever is easy with him, with you from the Quran. Then yani bow until you are calm and at rest in the bowing position, and then rise up until you stand upright in the standing position, and then prostrate until you are calm and at rest in the prostration position, and then rise up until you are calm and at rest in the sitting position, and then prostrate until you are calm and at rest in the prostration position, and then do that. If'al dhalika fi salatika kulliha, yani do that in the whole of your prayer, meaning in each rak'ah do the same thing, reported by As-Sab'ah, and the exact wording here is from Bukhari, and Ibn Majah has the alternative wording, hatta tatma'inna qa'iman, instead of hatta ta'atadila qa'iman. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.